Counterculture, meet capitalism. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Seattle's annual marijuana smoke-in, known as Hemp Fest, concluded peacefully after one minor confrontation.
Hello, officers.
How's it going?
I think I'm the person that you guys are looking for.
Uh-oh.
It happened when a guy by the name of Brian Laurenroach showed up with a giant roll of cigarette paper and announced that he was going to set a world record by rolling a 1,000-gram joint. Pot is legal in Washington State, but you can't carry more than an ounce. And even the pro-pot organizers of HempFest wanted no part of what would be a felony. A reporter for The Stranger caught it all.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know that this guy's about to commit a federal crime. If you look over there, the federal police have a large tower cam pointed right at us.
And even though the Seattle cops set their own world record for mellowness by passing out bags of Doritos, they were not about to ignore the world's largest joint.
This is a private event, and if you're unwelcome, they can ask you to leave, and then we're going to have to escort you off the premises, okay?
In the end, Brian and his joint left, but not before thanking the cops profusely.
Thank you, officer. You guys did me more publicity than I could have possibly done on my own.
You're welcome.
Yes, because it turns out he didn't care about the world's largest joint. This was all a commercial. Here's his YouTube ad.
The world's first international marijuana business.
Our technology creates the world's first marijuana filter.
The counterculture has come face to face with capitalism, and it has blinked. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.